Welcome to the Peer Advantage Podcast. My name is Randy Kentrell, your host here, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. We are continuing our series, our summary of the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John C. Maxwell. It is based on the revised and updated 10th anniversary edition. The book was first published in 1998 and largely put Mr. Maxwell at the forefront on the topic of leadership. So today we will continue the series. You can find show notes and other information, useful resources, and links at the website growgreat.com. Law number two, the law of influence. The true measure of leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less. If you don't have influence, you're never going to be able to lead. Because true leadership, it can't be appointed, it can't be assigned, and the titles, they're meaningless in the sense of influence. Because leadership has to be earned. Now, the only thing, according to Mr. Maxwell, that a title can buy is a little bit of time. Time to either increase your level of influence with other people or time to undermine it. Peter Drucker famously said, management is doing things right. Leadership is doing the right things. And managers and business leaders have power over an employee's salary. But if you don't reach the heart and the mind through influence, you're never going to get the best of people, and you're never going to help people reach their potential. And at the end of the day, that's really what leadership should be for, to influence other people to personal growth and productivity to impact their little part of the world, and hopefully to make things better. There are five myths that Mr. Maxwell talks about leadership. First, the management myth, and that holds that leading and managing are the same thing, but leadership is about influencing people. Management is about maintaining systems and processes. Secondly, the entrepreneur myth, and that holds that entrepreneurs are these de facto leaders, that entrepreneurs, because they may be skilled at identifying opportunities and making money from them, then they're naturally leaders. Well, the McDonald brothers proved that they were entrepreneurs. Ray Kroc proved that he was a leader. Third, the knowledge myth, and that holds that people who possess knowledge and intelligence, they're leaders. Now, you can visit any major university, and you can meet many, many brilliant people, brilliant research scientists, but they would not make great leaders. Number four, the pioneer myth, and that says anybody who is out front of the crowd, they're a leader. Well, to be a leader, a person has to be out front, but he's also got to have people that are willing to follow him. Fifth, the position myth. And that states that a person's title as top man, top woman, defines that person as being the leader. When the board of directors at Saatchi & Saatchi forced Maurice Saatchi out in 1994, the talent and the accounts, well, they walked out the door and they followed him. And the company's stock, it dropped by 50%. He lost his position, Maurice Saatchi, but he remained a leader. To apply the law of influence, there are three steps. Step number one, ask yourself, which of the five myths have you believed in the past? What must you change in your current thinking to make you more open to improving your leadership in the future? Step number two, to apply the law of influence, what do you usually rely on most to persuade people to follow you? And rate yourself on a scale of 1 being low to 10 being high for each of the factors. And here they are. Character. Who are you? Relationships. Who you know. Knowledge. What you know. Intuition. What you feel. Experience. Where you've been. Past success. What you've done. Ability, what you can do. Let me go over those quickly again. Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 5 for each of these following factors. Character, which is who you are. Relationships, which is who you know. Knowledge, what you know. Intuition, what you feel. Experience, where you've been. Past success, what you've done. And ability, what you can do. And then ask yourself how you can optimize the ones that have a low score. Step number three to apply the law of influence is to volunteer to work with an organization, maybe a soup kitchen or a community project, and use that as a platform for practicing your leadership skills through influence. And that's law number two, the law of influence. The true measure of leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. Thanks for listening to the Peer Advantage Podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell. You can find show notes and useful resources and links over at the website growgreat.com. I appreciate you listening. I hope you'll subscribe, and I hope that you will tell a friend about the podcast as we continue this series of John Maxwell's book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Till next time, thank you.